The nominations for the 2013 Australian Recording Industry Association Awards, otherwise the local equivalent of the Grammys, were announced in Sydney today, with men dominating almost every single category. Women musicians were not included in the nominations at all for Best Album or Best Group, and out of the 10 tunes nominated for Song of the Year, only one is performed by a woman. Industry insiders say they are disappointed but not surprised, and they're calling for quotas to boost women's recognition in Australian music. Lucy Carter prepared this report.
This music is by Flume, a 21-year-old electro producer from Sydney who this year is up for 8 ARIA Awards, including Best Album, Best Song and Best Live Act. Flume leads the nominations for the 2013 ARIAs and, like the great majority of this year's nominees, is a man. Fairfax senior music writer Bernard Zuhl says he's not surprised that the list is a little light on the ladies.
It's just the way things are with the music industry in general, the Australian music industry in particular. It's not a systemic bias as such, and that there are people actively blocking women. It's just that it's almost a view that, well, similar to the argument that we promote cabinet ministers on merit, that merit doesn't seem to include women.
Mr. Zuhl has written extensively about women's underrepresentation in end-of-year best-of lists and awards. He believes many music fans, critics and musicians subconsciously reject women in music.
They struggle to see a female artist as being as substantial as a male one. The strange thing about it is that it's not unusual. It applies across the arts, across the media, and it applies to women as much as men. It's not just men sitting there somewhere in a room saying we're not going to let women through. There's also a reasonable proportion of women who have a view of female artists as just not being qualified.
ARIA nominations are decided by a voting academy of around 800 people from within the music industry, including labels, press and radio. The CEO of ARIA, Dan Rosen, says this year's nominations are an accurate representation of the 2013 music scene.
I think it's a really, really good mix of what's gone on over the last 12 months. It's quite band heavy this year. I think, you know, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Tame Impala, Birds of Tokyo, Empire of the Sun. I think it does reflect where we're going. I think Flume showing that the emergence of electronic music is really at the forefront of the Aussie music scene.
Mr. Rosen concedes that this year is a little bloke-heavy, but points to last year when two female singers were nominated for Album of the Year.
Last year was a very female-dominated, just these things go in cycles. Last year was a very big year female-wise. I think this year, you're right, it probably is a bit more male-dominated, but they're, you know, they're the things, these things go in cycles.
Remember the wine.
Singer-songwriter Abby May's been nominated for Best Female Artist for her fourth album, Kiss My Apocalypse.
Generally, in most things, I think it's always a bit of a sausage fest unless you're looking at sort of more traditional, you know, areas that women tend to dominate. And I think it is, you know, disappointing that that's the case across the board in most sort of arts. And to me, Australian female musicians and artists are amongst the greatest in the world. And I don't know why men tend to get more favour in these situations, but it does seem to be a bit of a sausage fest all the time.
Fairfax journalist Bernard Zuhl supports the idea of quotas to help promote women in music.
Personally, I think there is a serious justification for it, but people have all kinds of issues with that, and I think we can debate around it, but we can't pretend that it's not there. It's still a default setting that you assume that it's a DJ or producer, it's a man, that if it's a rapper, it's a man. There are women out there doing those things and making really interesting music, but people just assume that it's just not going to be quite as good.
But ARIA nominee Abby May doesn't support the quota plan.
I'm not sure that I would feel like, you know, if you were nominated as a woman, you'd feel like it was as hard won if they were under restriction, under expectations to deliver certain numbers of females. So I don't know. I think probably the best reaction to it is to just keep talking about it, bring it up. Where are the women, you know?
It wasn't all gloom or flume at today's ARIA nomination announcement in Sydney. Virginia Reid was named Producer of the Year for her work on Sally Whitwell's album All Imperfect Things. She's the first woman to ever win the award.
Lucy Carter reporting.